So we're doing Dov's minute. We discussed last week that there's a custom to read Pirkei Avot during the summer months, and we discussed that as the seasons change, so too people's nature changes, and that's the time that we work on our natures, we work on being better people. And the reason that we call this tractate Pirkei Avot or Avot is because we say that all good traits, if you want to know all good ways of living life, their foundation is in this tractate. This tractate is like a father to any work that a person is going to write about a good way of living life. This is the father of all works like that. Any wisdom you'll find anywhere that tells you about a good way of leading life, you want to know about how to be a good person, so you should know that if there's anything correct that you found written there, you could also find it in Pirkei Avot. Just a thought, when I was a teenager, so I was learning different books of philosophy, I started writing a book showing how different philosophies, Nietzsche, Aristotle, Brown, all the different philosophies you could find what was right in them and what was wrong in them, Chazal didn't agree with, in Pirkei Avot. You just have to know that Pirkei Avot has endless depth. We have four different classes in Pirkei Avot on the way. There's endless depth to Pirkei Avot, but you should know that anything good you'll find, any good traits, any good way of how to be a good person, its root is in that tractate, and that's why the tractate is called Avot, because it is the father to all good ways of living life. Shabbat Shalom.